This is an interview project with Anita Levesque for the Mill Workers Historical Oral History Project on the 12th of May 2005 in Lewiston, Maine. I am Thomas Burian interviewing. Could you please state your full name?
Anita Levesque.
What's your maiden name?
Anita Garneau.
Could you please spell?
G-A-R-N-E-A-U.
Levesque.
L-E-V-E-S-Q-U-E.
Thank you. What's your date of birth?
11-8-24-1924.
Where were you born?
In Canada. Quebec.
When did you move to Toulouse?
In 1946. September 1946.
Why to Lewiston?
I beg your pardon?
Why did you move to Lewiston?
Why? To work in the mill.
Did you know a lot of other people who did this?
No, I didn't know too many people.
Who went?
Except I had uncles that work over here as a carpenter, and they talk about Lewiston and living so close to the United States. Well, I decided I want to come to Lewiston.
Huh. And what were your parents' names?
Omar and Exilda Garneau.
Were both of your parents born in Quebec?
Yes, both.
And what did they do for work?
Well, my father was working in wood mill. Cutting wood. Well, my mother was just a home mother. Seven kids.
Had your father ever been to Lewiston?
Well, he came to visit me, but never come before. He worked in Berlin, New Hampshire, though, which was not too far.
Did any of your brothers or sisters come to Lewiston?
Yes, I had a sister and a brother that came.
What were their names?
Olive and Gerard.
Okay. What type of work in the mill did they do?
The all three of us were working in the card room.
So in Canada, what kind of school did you go to?
To the sixth grade.
And did you attend a public school?
Or a Catholic? No, it was a Catholic school.
And when did most of your... Was this normal for most people in Quebec to go to a Catholic school?
Well, they had public school too, but mostly Catholic school.
Other French, or were there Irish?
They were mostly French, yeah.
When you came here, what kind of work in the mill did you do?
Well, it was in a card room. That's about all I can tell you. There were cards and I would hold it.
Can you describe what you moved through the process of carding?
I mean, they were big cans, and the cotton was about like a cable when they bring it to us. Then we put it through the machine, and it was like refined. No, I was not spitting, no. I mean, they were coming, like I said, like a cable, and we put through the machine. And they come better quality for the next step.
How many hours a day did you work?
Eight.
How many days?
5. Sometimes we work on Saturday morning, 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes.
Was this mandatory? Did you have to work those extra 4 hours?
Well, if I remember well, yes, we had to.
It was
our pleasure to do it because it was half time, so make more money.
Uh-huh. How often did you work on Saturday?
It was almost like stretch. I mean, when they were more busy, well, it's kind of half a just. And I didn't work every Saturday, but I worked many, many times.
Ah. Did they give you a reason why you were going to work on Saturday, like they needed a shipment to do hand or something like that?
Well, we know we had a lot of work, so they just asked us if we want to work. Always said yes, and it was good compared to Canada.
So there wasn't much mill work for people in Canada?
No, not that kind.
Would you have been able to work in the same mill where your father worked?
No, that was for men. That was men work. Yeah. Well, where I work, I mean, I sewed. When I worked at Sherbrooke, I was sewing the, we call it pantyhose today, but at that time it was just stocking for the ladies. I was sewing. That was in Sherbrooke.
And so in the card room, were most of the workers women?
Well, it was pretty well divided. There were men. Like my work was coming from a man, and then, well, I'm not too sure where it went, but it was pretty well divided. There were men, so I think the man was, I can't remember the name, but that's 60 years ago, you know? Almost. It would be 60 years. 60 years next year that I am in Lewiston.
And was there any work that was considered specifically for men or for women?
Well, what happened, it was during, so I came in right after the war, but during war, the women really take the place of some men that I heard. I wasn't.
And so, was it easy to get a job in the mill?
No problem.
Really?
Yeah.
They were hiring?
Yeah, they were hiring. If you were coming from up north or Canada, I was there on Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, I went to see for my job. He asked me if I could come the next day. That's how much trouble I have.
What kind of insurance did you get?
I wasn't sure, but the kind, I don't remember.
I
guess.
So did you how often do you get breaks?
Oh boy, I think we had one break. Must have been at lunchtime. Yet I remember very well eating while we were working. So there was not much of a break.
Were you allowed to talk to each other when you worked?
Oh yeah. We were so busy we didn't have time to talk. Of course we do, but
yeah. We're just
going by and, you know, very not, oh, before if we get early a little bit, well, we talk with the one with taking the place, things like that. But when it was time to work, we were working, so it's sad. It was sad.
Was it like that in the other rooms? Or?
Oh, yes, that was very much the general speed everywhere. Of course, we might be able to take it easy, but few machines stop. You're not making money at that time, so that was the idea. We keep feed the machine to sensor machinery. So.
How many supervisors were there in the card room?
Oh, we had just one supervisor. We had the boss too, but then the supervisor, there was just one. And the boss, well, we had just one too, but they were changing shift just like we do.
Do you remember their names?
Yes, I worked with John Martin. And Roger Landry was a supervisor. Very nice man.
What was his name?
Roger Landry.
Roger Landry. Did you know him outside of work?
No.
Was he well liked by a lot of the employees?
Yes, very well liked.
So did people get along in the mill working?
Yes.
Were most of the other mill workers from Canada or originally here?
Yeah, there were some. Well, there were a lot of people. They were from Canada over here, so. But like, really, it was most French people at that time.
But were there a few Irish or Poles?
Yes. So I remember meeting some. I think the one I knew was a Greek one.
Did you talk to them a lot?
Not much, because I wasn't speaking English at all at the time.
Do a lot of people from Canada talk to them a lot? Or did you mainly?
It was very general.
People didn't really care.
Well, if you had trouble, they'd be there to help you somehow.
So you worked 40 to 44 hours a week. What did you do? Were there company social events, like a picnic or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Well, not that I recall at that time. Maybe they did have. Years back, I saw something at the museum that they're getting ready to have, that there was some picnic, but when I came in, I mean, it was right after war, things were just tried to settle down a little bit, but I don't recall anything. There was some, I really forgot, because I don't think there was anything that nature doing at that time.
Would you consider where you worked pretty safe?
Yes. Yeah.
So there weren't a lot of injuries?
I had one.
What happened?
That's a souvenir. Got my fingers in the gear. But it was my fault. I just, you know, I have to start the machine so the gear would turn. The first thing I knew, I had my finger up there.
Did you receive time off in the hospital for it?
Not much. They have to keep me on another job that was so boring that I wish I could work on my work, but I wasn't able for life for.
And what did you do?
3-4 weeks, I guess. I was pulling thread out of the bobbin. I did that, I think it's something like 3 weeks.
Did you pay your doctor bill?
Oh, yeah, that was taken care of. Yeah. I went to see the nurse at the mill. Then she brought me to the hospital to get the fix.
You know the nurse?
I know she got married, it was Dr. Cloutier. But her name, I forgot.
not.
It was not Tootsie, yeah, on Pine Street. I said, wasn't Tootsie on Pine Street, the doctor there? Oh, it's not Tootsie.
After work, were most of your friends people you worked with in the card room?
Yes.
Is that how you met a lot of your friends?
Yeah. Yes, because I didn't know Southern Williston, so. Because I was pieces, I mean, maybe an average. I don't.
So different work, received different pay in the mill, or did?
Yeah, well, that's when I had my accident that I did that, but it was just that I was in the mill working.
Oh, so people who were working full time, doesn't matter what room you're in, you receive the same pay?
You mean while I was doing those ball bin?
Yeah. No, I mean if you worked in another room aside from the car room, did you make the same?
It was, I think it was pretty close, as we all have the same salary.
Was based on anything, your age, how long you worked there?
Oh, well, I mean, somebody is really good at one job. I mean, I remember that my sister was, it was for the card room she was working, but she was really good at it. But she had, the salary was the same, but she could handle more machine, so that paid her more.
Yeah. And so it was only based on skill, wasn't based
on
anything else?
Yes, and that's how it works.
So men would be per hour.
That
So you went to work. Was there a lot of light in the mill?
It was light, yeah, very well light.
Was it very well ventilated? Or were the windows all closed?
It was. I know, it did open. We opened the windows. In my room, but I know some other room they can open because of the steam, things like that, I guess. But where I work, if I remember well, they opened.
A lot of your other friends were from the card room in the mill.
Yes.
Were a lot of them in the same situation you were? They came from Canada, their parents had come from Canada, and they were working there too. Or did they?
Well, yes. Yeah, some it was from one generation to the, it was just the mill. I mean, the mother was working and the kids were working. I didn't experience that. I was on my own.
So did you speak French to each other mainly?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you speak French?
No, unfortunately.
No?
So in your off hours, did you read a lot of books in French, or listen to songs in French, or do you read in English?
Me now?
Back then.
Oh, yeah. Back then, well, I start. I learned more my English with the TV, when the TV came out.
Uh-huh.
That's how I learned my English.
Uh-huh. So what did your friends do in your off time? after work? Where did you go to? Or did you just go home?
Well, most of the time. I was going home. Everybody was, I mean, they had family and, you know, they can. I was lucky I had nice people because I came over here with a friend, a boyfriend, and he knew that family. So he asked if she would mind to keep me while I settled down. So I lived with them for about a year, I guess.
And then where did you move into?
Oh, I moved with a girl that, with a girl that was working at the mill. She was single. I moved with her and I cooked with her.
How long did you live with her?
About 6 months, because by that time my brother was had arrived and my sister was coming too. So we rent an apartment and we lived, the three of us.
So where was the apartment?
Park Street.
But how long? So you lived there with your brother, your sister,
yeah,
and you. But did a lot of the people do, I mean, did a lot of people you know live with their siblings or coworkers?
Yeah, most. I mean, they had siblings. I lost my brother right after we rent that apartment, so.
What happened?
He drowned in Savannah, I was like 19 years old.
How did he do that?
It looks like he had a heart attack.
Huh.
That's what we were told. Which we didn't know about then.
So then you were just living with your sister?
Yeah.
And how did you live with her?
How did we live together?
Yeah.
Well, we were both working on the second shift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We come on the second shift, well, we go to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And get up in the middle of the morning and get things going, and then it was time to go back to work.
So you worked from what hour?
It was from 3 to 11 or 3:30 to 11 at night, I mean, something like that. I think it was 3 o'clock.
So. So what did you, so for how many years did you live with your sister?
Oh. Not more than 2 years, because we both got married.
Ah. How did you meet your husband?
I was living with his cousin, that woman, and she introduced us, and we went to the dance, and we started going together. Same thing happened with my sister. They were friends. Our husband were friends, big friends, like brothers. So we always go out together.
Where did you go? Where you went out?
Oh, theater most of the time. Dance.
Huh. Theater, did you see plays or movies? Or?
Well, there was Vaudeville in Auburn. I can't remember the name of the theater. Auburn Theater, and we went to see some vaudeville there once in a while, the dance and movies.
You said you went to dances?
Yeah, City Hall.
Whoever are they?
The City Hall. Western City Hall.
Were there a lot of dances in other places too?
Oh yes, in the clubs. Once in a while we go to the
clubs.
Club.
Were in downtown?
Jean Cartier Club, musical, the musical littéraire in French. There was a lot of French there too. So we go dancing there. They belong to those clubs.
So do you need to be French to go into the club?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to be French to go into the club?
No. Anybody could go. But the thing is, our boyfriend didn't belong to those clubs. So.
Did you join any local organizations, religious?
At that time, no. We were pretty quiet with what we had. So.
Do you know a lot of people who did join organizations that belonged to the church or community?
Yes, there were things at the church that we belonged to. After I was married, at the time that at the mill, there wasn't much. Like I say, it's after war, things were pretty quiet.
Were you part of a union?
Yes.
Did you pay dues?
No.
Were there meetings? Did a lot of people go to the meetings?
I don't know. I never assisted. I wasn't there long. Not quite 3 years.
Do you remember anybody ever talking about a strike or no?
Not at the time, no.
So your brother and sister also worked in the mill?
Yeah, we were all three of us on the second ship.
How long did they work there?
My brother was there just for 6 months. He came during the holidays and died in July.
How was your sister?
My sister, she worked until she was going to get married, so she didn't work more than 2 years.
A lot of girls work until they got married.
Some got married, but I wasn't invited, I guess.
When did you get married?
September 4, 1949.
Where?
We went back to Canada again. Church, yes.
How long were you there in Canada for?
About 2 or 4 days, I guess.
Was your husband from Canada? Did he come from Canada?
No, he was a Canadian, but he was 2 years old when he came to Austin, so he was an American at that time.
So did you go back to Canada often?
Yes. I and my parents, so I didn't run away from home. I just leave. I had to do something. You wanna earn money, you know where to go.
Did you always consider Canada home?
Oh yes. Oh yeah, it's my home. I still have that blood.
So you still consider yourself Canadian?
No, I like to say I'm an American now. That's what I am, so.
When did you first start thinking yourself as an American?
When I was naturalized, it was in 1951. It was 1951, I think, the beginning of 51, naturalized.
Before that, did you have a worker's permit or something like that? Or an alien permit? Crossed the border and worked and stayed here?
Yeah, well, I came on vacation for a while, but then I got my paper and I stayed.
Oh, so you came here to work saying you were on vacation?
Yeah. They want to be deported before my time. No, that was in New Hampshire. I worked a little bit in New Hampshire. At that time, well, it was supposed that I was on vacation. But when I decided to come to Austin, well, I had my paper to come. I was not naturalized, but I could come to work and not worry about it.
Was it hard for you to get your papers to work here?
I didn't have any problem. I had a millionaire spawning me. That's where I was working in the ranch. He was a millionaire, so I thought I'd grab hold of him.
Oh, was he your employer?
He was my employer there, yeah. Huh. While I was on vacation.
Huh. So a lot of people got their employer to sponsor them?
Yes. Huh. I had two other persons, but they were relative of mine.
Huh. Did you have any problem being naturalized?
No problem.
What did you need to
except
be?
My English, but the morning I was naturalized while my husband was leaving for Korean War. So when they find that out, they didn't question me too long. It was a short thing. I was naturalized.
So you never went back to work in the mill after?
No. I had four kids. I kept busy.
What were their names?
Roger, Manik, Gerard, and Daniel.
Did any of them work in the mill?
No. I get two mason, carpenter, and my daughter she's a secretary for a physician.
Did she go to college?
No, none of them went to college. My husband was sick, and we pay more hospital bills than the house.
How did he get sick?
Or something that he got while he was in, not Korean War, but World War II then. Came back, he was not a man when he left, so all kinds of sickness kept popping in one after the other.
More on your religion. Where did you go to church?
It was most of our life we went to Holy Family Church. Over 30 years there.
How often did you go?
Oh, at least once a week on Sunday. And when there was something going on, we tried to participate as much as we could.
Why did you go to that church?
Why? Yeah. Because it was close at home. We lived not far from there. So.
Did you ever go to any other churches aside from?
Oh, once in a while, yes.
Did you ever go to St. Patrick's or St. Joseph's?
St. Patrick's, St. Peter's.
Didn't matter which church you went to?
No. As long as it was Catholic Church.
Doesn't matter if it was French or
Irish. Like Holy Family, it's not we choose Holy Family more than any other church. It was just we bought a house and we were close to Holy Family, so that was our parish.
Did you join any organizations in the church?
Yes, I was a leader of St. Down.
So what did you do for that?
Well, you go to meeting and try to help the parish by donation and things like that. Have a fair every year.
Did you send your children to Catholic school?
Yes, they all went to Catholic school. Until the sixth grade, seventh grade,
and then
eighth grade, I'm sorry, I'm getting there. Eighth grade, then they went to high school, Lewiston High.
They went to St. Dominic's? Or?
No, none of them went to St. Dominic's.
Why not?
Well, public school, we didn't have to pay.
Did a lot of people just have their kids go to public school after?
Oh, yeah, a lot of do that.
So it was a lot of cheap you were sent before eighth grade?
We help our school, our parish school, I mean, when the kids were there, but there's not a definitive price yet that we have to pay, like, go to St. Dom.
If you could afford it, would you send your kids to St. Dom?
I'm pretty sure we would have tried it, yeah. But like I said, I have a sick husband, so our kids got the bribe somehow. We'd love to send them to college, but there was no question of it.
They
manage pretty good, though. I'm proud of them. They all manage, I guess, if you want, get the willpower.
And are they all married?
Two are married, but the other two of them, the living together.
And just like you did when your parents, and just like you did when you came down here to work and save money.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and do they have a lot of children?
Yeah, my grandmother of 5 grandsons and 1 granddaughter.
Huh. Are any of them in college right now?
Oh, yeah, they are going to college. There's 1, 2, 3 that went to college, 4. The 5th one, they're all in college. They all went down in summer. Some are married and having kids, so.
Oh, so you went great grandchildren.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. 4 generation, 3 of them, 3 boys.
Could you teach your kids French?
Oh, you bet. You bet. It's a good thing they're not here. You would have story to tell you. I punished them and they wouldn't talk French. Like going to bed 15 minutes early, things like that didn't hurt, but wasn't pleasant.
Did they teach their kids French?
Oh, no. No, it's too bad in a way. I feel I meet my grandchildren, but you don't understand the way I speak English. You won't get it.
Have any of your grandchildren tried to learn French on their own?
Oh, yes. I mean, the first one was going to learn French, but didn't go far. He says, you can talk about me if you want to, and that's it. And then won't go any further with French. And who else had tried that too? I think Tom, yeah, the youngest one of the boys of the whole thing. I mean, Tom, yeah. I got a grandson by the name of Tom. He was going to learn French. I think he practiced quite a bit at the college. That was his first year at college, and he had a hard time because away from home, I guess.
It was
rough.
None of the others have tried?
No, it's much better just speak English. One learned Russia. I mean, Tom's brother learned a bit of Russian in college. But the others, I don't, not to my knowledge.
So did you need to learn English first to get around, or did you know a little bit from Canada?
I didn't know much. Yes, I know about it. I think that's all I learned. Well, I read my paper and all that, but there's quite a few words I don't get it, but it's the same thing in French. I read French today and they have so many new words. I have the computer and I have a French program. Sometimes they suck, so they change their words.
Supervisor talk to you in French? The mill?
Did he supervise us?
Did he speak to you in French?
No. It was a very common thing to talk French in the mill.
But I mean, did your supervisor talk to you in French or not?
Oh, yes. They were talking French, yeah. Both Martin and Natalie, I mean, they speak French very good, so. Didn't have any problem with that. The mechanic, everybody was talking French.
The person who hired you from the mill, did they speak French?
Yes. When my parents visited me the first time, my father couldn't believe it, how much French it was over here. It has changed a lot, but it was French everywhere.
So did your kids receive French classes in school? Or?
Yes. All the family school there was some were French.
How about in Sinai?
Oh, no, that's why they lost it. When they said they put there, it was English. Which is a, which is, that's what we're supposed to talk about, you know, English. So that's okay.
But you still wish they were able to speak French so you could talk.
Oh, yes. Oh, they understand me sometimes. Oh, would you mind say that in English, Mom? What's that? I said, well, to me, he should understand what I said in French, but they're rather here.
So?
My poor English.
You're doing fine.
Yeah.
So did all your friends speak French?
Like the lady over there, she talks French, the one that was away when we came. I mean, she can talk French, but if she speaks English, we understand really good because we start in English and all of a sudden we talk in French. And speaking French, maybe when I speak English, but speaking French, no. Well, I don't know why, but I guess people from up north must have talked there friendly, because many times they weren't laughing, but they'll say, are you from north of Maine or Canada? I don't know if it's the way I talk French or what.
Okay.
When I was new in the mill there, they would ask me that, are you from the north of Maine or Canada?
So when you came to Lewiston, did you consider the move to be permanent?
Yes, that was my idea.
So you came here to live here and,
yeah.
And depending on eventually raising a family. You never thought about going back to Canada?
That was final. I wanted to come over here so bad for a long time.
So why did you want to come here? Just because there was work?
Yeah, because I work crooked, was paying much better. When you have to pay room and board, when I was working at Sherbrooke sewing and stocking, I didn't have anything left. I'd pay my room and board and there was nothing left. It was like that every weekend, so I couldn't not see that. So my parents understand that, why I want to come over here.
Do you know anybody who went back to Canada after they came here?
Not too many.
Really?
No, not that I know. Some people that I know, I mean, they came here, they did the same thing I did.
Did people still doing this for a while after you coming here from Canada?
Yes.
When do you remember people stopping coming from Canada?
Well, really, after I was married and with the kids, I was not much in touch with that stuff, you know. So I really don't. Well, at the time they were, and then you meet people, oh, just about the time you came in, or I was here before you. But it's always just about 5-6 years.
Are they all from Quebec?
Well, yeah, most of them.
There's a lot of new people here.
Some new, some I don't. Mostly people knew there was someone they could depend on it. I couldn't. I was really on my own.
Did you want to just come to the United States or come to Lewiston?
Come to Lewiston.
Why Lewiston?
Well, like I said, I had heard about it. I have uncles that work over here. They were not here anymore by the time I came. But I heard them building some houses in Lewiston.
Is Lewiston for famous, and I'll go back to the place to go if you wanted to work, or...
Maybe at that time. I won't say that now, because it has changed quite a bit. It's coming back, though. That's a good thing.
Were a lot of... When you were living in the 50s and 60s, were a lot of the mayors and people in the city council French?
Most of them, that in the 50s, yeah.
A lot of them, were their parents mill workers, or they had been mill workers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And were they all Democrats or Republicans?
Oh, no. Probably Democrat, but I wouldn't say for sure.
Uh-huh. Democrats try to recruit a lot. For the party, or?
Well, that I don't know over here, but over here I know it's mostly for my flat.
So, you never experienced any problem coming here?
No, I was lucky. It was like you just and
you just came here by the...
To work for me.
Came here through a train,
Yeah, we were traveling by train at the time.
Do you remember which train?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember which train?
It must have been the Canadian Railway then, yeah.
Okay. Did you come directly from Quebec to Lewiston?
Well, you're talking about Quebec City, yeah?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we were 5 miles from Vermont. I was in Canada about 5 miles. And not only that, my father, they lived in Berlin, New Hampshire for 3 years, about just like me, 3 years before I got married. And we had... Everybody was coming, not Lewiston, but I have uncles and aunts in New York, New Jersey. At that time, they're not living anymore. So you hear so much about the United States, how things were great. It was not only Lewiston. That's why I started by New Hampshire, then I gradually come to Lewiston.
Was there always a shortage of work in Canada as long as you can remember?
What?
Was there always not enough work in Canada?
Yeah, there was plenty of work. It was during the war, so...
But before that?
There was a lot of work before that.
Yeah.
While I was too young, I went to work.
So how old were you when you went to work?
No, I was 20, I guess, 21.
Did you do this after school?
I was helping my mother with 7 kids and the grandfather that lives with us. And I wanted to leave, not to leave the house, but I wanted to go to work a long time before I left. But there was always sickness and things like that, so I couldn't leave.
Were you the eldest?
Yes, I was the eldest, yeah. How did you guess that? Out of 7? Yeah, I was the oldest. But
so
I already lost a brother and sister.
So the others go to work young when they were younger than you went to work? Before they were 20?
Oh yeah. They started when they were 16. There was a little thing going down a few miles from where we were. They worked some, it was waitress, things like that.
Somalis. What do you think about that?
Would you mind repeating that?
visit. What do you think about the Somalis coming?
Oh, the Somali. Well, I can't say, I wouldn't say nothing against the Somali because I am an immigrant. And so everybody tried. He seems to be pleased to be here. And I think they're nice people. Some people that work with Somali, they say they're very nice people.
Do you know any personally?
No, I don't. And I just try to be friendly when I meet them and say hi. It's a beautiful day, something, but just, you know, because I am an immigrant, so I feel that we should be
open.
Us, yeah, be open to them, yeah.
So, raising the kids, were you the one who made sure they got to church?
Oh, yes. Well, we were both Catholics, so we didn't have. Didn't have any trouble with that.
So after they got out of a Catholic school, did they still go to religion classes? They were already confirmed.
They practice, but they didn't, like you could see, they didn't overdo it. But they kept practicing.
Were they confirmed?
Oh, yes.
How old were they?
Well, I mean, they're in the 50 today, so they were around 8, 9, 10 years old.
Is that how old you were when you were?
Yeah. The thing is, I mean, we had the bishop like every 4 years at a time, if I remember well. Is it 4 years, yeah? So some were 10 and some were 7, and they can, you know, they wouldn't start before 7 years old. They're all confirmed, baptized, confirmed.
Were they all married in the church?
Yes. And I have a granddaughter that's getting married in 3 weeks, and a grandson in 3 months. All Catholic. Yeah.
So your kids still live in Lewiston?
There's none in Lewiston. I have one in Sebattis, New Gloucester, Green, and Portland. My daughter is in Portland. All close.
How about your grandkids?
Well, one is in Monmouth, one is in Bangor. The two others, well, it's New Gloucester. My daughter, well, she's in Portland. Her son lives in Lewiston, yeah. I have a grandson in Lewiston right now.
So you went to school?
Oh, yes, he went to school.
Where?
He didn't go to college that time. He was living in Auburn at that time, so went to school in Auburn.
Just to kind of wrap it up, there's one thing you wanted to tell about your work in the mill. What would it be?
Well, I was very pleased with my work. I always liked my work. I knew it was working hard. But I enjoy my work and I like the pay.
Did you like the product you made? Finished good?
Oh, yes. We work very specific that has to be done, right.
Buy what you made?
I didn't buy much at the mill there. I did buy a few pieces, but nothing big.
Bedspread?
Eventually, yeah, it was going to be bedspread. It was a long way to go. Well, I guess it starts by the weave room and all, you know, the weave room and then the card room.
What's the finished product? Was a bedspread or?
Oh, yeah.
Did the company encourage you, the workers, to buy them?
No.
So there wasn't an employee discount or anything?
No.
Huh?
Not what I don't know. Hard work out there. That's the product.
Would you live in an apartment or did you buy a house?
I bought the house.
Right after you got
married? Not right after, it was about 2-3 years after we were married. We were expecting our third child and it was high time we can depend on the house.
So did you save up for it?
A little bit, very little.
Your husband worked in the mills all his life?
My husband worked at Philip Elmes where this one works. That's my second husband. Widow. Yeah, I lost my husband. My first husband, he was 50. Died of cancer.
Was it related to the war?
What
kind of cancer?
Lung cancer.
What room did he work at, though?
My pardon?
What room did your first husband work at, though?
He never worked at the mill, he worked at the Philip Helmut. He works there too, I mean, he just got retired.
Hello?
Can
you say the name again?
Philip Helmut, yeah.
What do they make?
They do element for light there.
Huh. Oh, okay.
He could help you more with this.
Okay,
just. When he was working there, my first husband, he worked in the acid room. That didn't help with the cancer.
No. Your husband died, was there a lot of friends and family around to help you?
Oh yeah. Especially there were some of the relatives. I mean, they were right there to help me out.
When you got sick, did your sister come and help you for a while?
Well, by the time that he was that sick, I mean, it was just the two of us. And he did pretty well. I mean, when they find out he had cancer, for a month he was in the hospital. And didn't think he was going to survive, but he did. Then when that came back 2 years after, well, we managed pretty good. I mean, because he could take care of himself. We needed to buy things to help him out, but managed pretty good until the last minute. We brought him to the hospital, he couldn't breathe anymore. We brought him to the hospital in the afternoon, the next morning. That was it.
And then when you lost part of your finger, did your sister help you out for a while, or did your friends help you out?
No, that was not as long as it was up. That wasn't bothering me too much. It was at work, I couldn't do my work, but the work I was doing.
Do you ever have having to help take care of somebody who was hurt at the mill really badly? Or?
No.
None of your friends?
No, I didn't. When you bring a family of your own with four kids, uh-huh. You don't have much time for the rest. Yeah, so I said I didn't have much, so but he insisted. I said yeah, so I said okay.
I have a camera. We need to take your picture for the.
Take my picture. It's better that camera than. He started kidding me this noon. Says, "Oh, such a channel was gonna come with big cameras." Oh, come on, huh?
I was kidding
him. Yes, he started to laugh when you said that, because big camera, so with your camera that would be okay, I guess.